Is it all comes down to stress. Stress on the organs, stress on the brain, stress on the blood supply, stress on the heart. Many times, my patients don't even realize that they're bringing almost unbearable stress upon their bodies. Today, it's common knowledge that smoking and secondhand smoke are huge sources of chronic stress on the human physiology. But many people still smoke. Inadequate rest produces enormous amounts of stress as well. Yet we are sleeping about 2 hours less per night than our great-grandfathers did. Then, there's our environment. We are filling our homes with smells we were never designed to sample. Synthetic perfumes and lightly scented toiletries and laundry soaps are introducing into our bodies elements that, to be blunt, are poison. We take perfectly good foods and process the nutrients right out of them, leaving a bland and colorless product that requires copious amounts of additives, such as salt and sugar, to make them even palatable. What we can't process, we ignore. Being overweight places an incredible amount of stress on the human body. Here's an interesting point to ponder. As we gain weight, we don't gain structure. The very same bones that support a 160-pound man are called on to support him when he weighs 360 pounds. No, we were not designed to be fat. If we're overweight, we're doing something terribly wrong to our bodies. Yet obesity rates are hovering at dangerous levels. Consider our delicate digestive systems. They accept food, extract the needed nutrients, make energy available to the muscles, and basically fuel our lives. But we keep dumping this vital fuel into our systems exactly when we don't need it, in the evening before we go to bed. Then, we don't fuel ourselves exactly when we do need it most, in the morning before we head off to work or school or whatever other activities fill our days. Even water, that all-important ingredient to keeping us healthy, has become the beverage almost no one orders at a restaurant. If a waiter happens to place a glass in front of us, we might allow our dehydrated bodies a few sips before turning our attention to our favorite soda pop or alcoholic drink, both of which actually remove what little water we have in our blood in order to neutralize their high acidity as they enter our bodies. That same water that cleanses us so well on the outside is the perfect beverage to cleanse us on the inside. Yet we ignore it and call it boring. When it comes to our minds, we are not being all that diligent there either. A bad work environment, memories we can't seem to escape, unrelenting anger, soul-scarring grief, unresolved guilt, and endless loneliness all work in concert to add extreme stress to our whole being. Toss in a couple of divorces, sour relationships, and a life dependent on a bank's credit line and, well, look around at the crowded doctor's offices and pharmacies. You get the picture. These hidden stresses are sucking the health right out of our minds and bodies, filling them instead with the valueless junk of fast food, fast times,